Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. So we're doing the Hawaii trip next week too, correct?
Correct.
All right, so 9, noon, 3, and 5, just a little heads up. You know, it's a Friday. Today, I'm feeling it. Today is your day. Whatever it is you're doing, like if you're going to try and win this, it's going to happen for you today. Probably at 9:05 when we do our part of the giveaway. So we get people qualified, and then someone wins this grand prize vacation to Aulani, and 9 o'clock is your first chance today to get qualified, but we're doing it next week too. Speaking of things you can win, God, you know, there's a huge part of me that would love to do Survivor. I just absolutely love that show.
I want my chick to do it.
Why don't you want to do it? Yeah, she'd be great on it.
I don't feel like I can check out. I don't think it's realistic for you or me to be able to say
we can do it. Go ahead. If you get on that show, 100%.
I know, but say that, but that doesn't mean Michael's like, oh yeah, sure.
No,
I think Michael would absolutely.
It's huge publicity for us and for this show.
Anybody on this show.
Anyone on this show. I'm going on it.
So are you trying?
No,
there's someone auditioning from this show.
Yeah. Oh, who's
Brandon,
auditioning?
Our intern, remember?
Oh yeah, he's a big fan. Yeah. So listen. I don't know if this is... He already went to one audition.
He did, down in Burbank or somewhere.
There's one. There's one in Santa Clara.
He didn't get a call back,
so. Oh, coming up?
Yes. It's Saturday, March 23rd at the Santa Clara Convention Center. 5001 Great America Parkway in Santa Clara. So they actually have a pretty informative... I don't know if you got... Did you get this off of...
I believe... Believe it or not, someone from another station sent me that.
Oh.
But
Crunch.
I know. But I did see it on CBS Local, so it is up there on the CBS Local website.
Because there's a whole bunch of, there's some good information on here. So basically, you have to download and print a video and release waiver and then go to the casting call. You have to be over 18 to audition, 18 or over. Got to be a United States citizen, be living in the United States. You got to pre-register before the event. You can't just show up at this thing, so you have to go and pre-register. Each applicant is encouraged to creatively express why they should be considered for the show. Mm-hmm. So, and they actually have a Survivor casting call line in 415. It's in the 415. 765-8989.
Oh, 765.
Yeah. I know. Isn't that like our exchange?
That's ours.
Right here?
So it comes here. 8989?
Oh, it comes to the Pix building.
I believe so.
Oh.
765?
8989.
Okay. 415.
And they're saying, when you're doing a video audition or when you go to this place to audition, like, you should talk about why you can win. Because a lot of times, you know, Brandon was saying that they asked really good questions that he was able to really give answers. And his sister, really, everyone just had to talk. Right? It was him and his sister who went to this thing.
Yes.
And so he felt like his was a little bit better directed to get some stuff out of them, and hers was more of a sort of a throwaway. Like, everyone just sort of stepped forward to
say
their thing.
Well, I don't doubt, though, the person leading her group was doing it their way, and they'll decide based on whatever system they were using to push people forward.
So they're
going to have to.
Right. So they're suggesting that you try to express why you think you can win. Definitely talk about whether or not you're a fan of the show. Like, that... I don't know if that's like a stroke thing or that you're like, look, I know how this game works and here's what my strategy would be. And then how do you already play Survivor? How do you already not get voted out of the office?
I get that one part. You know, it doesn't help you to say, I don't watch Survivor, but I want to be on it. Like,
right.
What?
No. Talk about what a fan you are, how you've studied the game. Because a lot of times they will put people who are like, what do they call them? Like Uber super fans,
right,
of the show. And the people are like, yeah, I don't want to tell anyone I'm a super fan, but I've been watching this since I was 4 years old and
Why
have all my strategies.
People have watched and It seems to be the way. A lot of people, like, did you hear that girl who was searching for the idol? Spoiler alert.
Aubrey?
She was, no. No, the one before her who was saying, Kelly's my, I'm a fan and I.
Was it Lauren? It's Lauren.
Is it Lauren? Is that her name?
Yeah, the pretty girl. She hasn't said much yet, but dark hair.
She found an idol and like, went to tears and the whole thing. So did Aubrey, though.
Right.
So.
Well, Aubrey's thing is she's been on only once, right? Once or how many times?
I don't know.
Well, whatever. She's a returning player. There's four returning players. And she's like, look, I have all these things I want to cross off my Survivor bucket list. Like, I love this game, and I've never found an idol. And she turns into a puddle when she finds the thing. So there it is. If you are interested in auditioning for Survivor, there's a couple steps you have to do first and things you... Well, down to Santa Clara, the Santa Clara Convention Center. And it is on Saturday, March 23rd from 10 a.m. till whenever. And I don't know if you get an appointment, but you do have to be pre-registered. You can't just show up that day.
That Aubrey chick looks like she's been on two previous seasons.
Oh, two. Okay.
Kaoa Rong.
Kao Rong.
And Game Changers.
Oh, all right. I didn't realize this was her third appearance. I actually really like her. She seems like a good
She's the
person.
One that I could not stop laughing as they started talking about her lines of BS to each one. You remind me of me.
I know. Oh. She just gave the same spiel to every single player out there.
And then they all had a chance to talk. And each of them was like,
that girl, what she said to me.
Yeah. I just thought, oh, man.
It's like Lady Gaga's thing.
Well, it's...
Well, she's desperately trying to pull someone onto her side because she gets that she's standing aside from all the new players.
Have you ever had a boss or a friend or someone who clearly took a class on management skills?
Funny.
And you can see... They're working from their notes when they're talking to you, and you're like, are you going to hold that pose the whole time because that's a power pose? Like, or whatever, you know? You just go, ay, ay, ay. Okay. That's what I thought of with her is, like, she clearly, someone told her, here's how you win people over.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's even said she's an awkward social person and that she has had difficulties in the past on Survivor trying to make personal connection. So she's trying and using the same damn line on all of them. It's like a dude in a bar just hitting any girl that walks in the door.
Right. Next.
All right. You guys, I don't know if you've noticed, but it's Friday.
Uh-huh. Yes.
That's right. And I'm feeling like it might be time for a game.
Uh-oh.
It's time to play a game. Vinny, you currently... Hold on.
Did you know about this?
Of course he knew about it.
Did you know about this?
She gave me a small clue, but...
I can't believe it!
I don't know what it's about.
I'm so happy!
Vinny, you currently owe me $85.
Ah!
You could take that down to $80 if you win today's game, and it is... How many kids does this guy have?
How many kids does this guy have?
I'm going to give you a couple clues here. First of all, the number will be between 5 and 15.
Wow. Oh... It's more than one guy.
Oh, it's nine guys.
Nine guys.
Nine guys. How many kids do these guys have? Hold
on. All right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh, 10. There's 10 guys.
10 guys, and I got to get how many right?
You got to get 5 right. But I'm going to give you, I'm giving you, because I love you.
I love you too.
You have to get it within one. So if the guy's got 5 kids and you say 6, I'm giving you a point on that. All right?
All right.
Whoa. 5 right is all you need to do. How many kids does this guy have? First up, Dog the Bounty Hunter. How many kids does Dog the Bounty Hunter have? Within one. These are just celebrities with a ton of kids.
And what are my choices?
Somewhere between 5 and 15 kids. Every single one of these people has somewhere between 5 and 15 kids.
Oh, you're not giving me multiple choice, the thing
I'm letting you give me, basically... First, A, you only have to get half of these. B, I'm giving you within one.
Okay, Sarah, you know...
Dog the Bounty Hunter.
I'm going to say two.
It's between 5 and 15.
It's between 5 and 15.
Oh.
Stick with it, baby.
Sorry, I'm not listening to that part. Okay, I'm going to say 5.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Dog the Bounty Hunter has 12 kids.
12! I was going to say 6.
12 kids.
Dang.
Next
How
up.
How do him and that... Okay.
It's not. It's with other ladies. Not.
Oh,
just
he spreads that seed around them.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, okay.
Pollinates.
They're all over the place.
Yeah.
Next up, Alec Baldwin. How many kids does Alec Baldwin have?
I think
you
can,
Vin. I think you just take a second, think on it. How many kids does Alec Baldwin have?
I'm going to go five, Bob.
Five is the exact correct answer.
All right.
No need for a one-way wiggle room on that one.
Nice.
Next up. How many kids, and these guys, I'm going to give you two names. They both have the exact same amount of kids. I'm lumping them together. They're old school. How many kids do Rod Stewart and Mick Jagger have?
Mm.
How many kids do Rod Stewart and Mick Jagger have? They have this many each. Tonight's the night. And this is how many times it was the night.
It's gonna be all right.
'Cause I love you. Ain't nobody gonna stop us now.
You're saying Rod Stewart and Mick Jagger have the same number of kids.
Same number of kids.
And it's absolutely over five and definitely less than 15.
That is, well, it's 15 or less. Five or more, 15 or less.
Okay. I'm gonna go five, Bob.
I'm sorry. They each have eight children.
Eight
children.
Damn.
Next up. How many kids does Master P have? How many kids does Master P have?
Oh, come on.
You could do this. You only have to get five right. You've got one right already.
I think. Well, what I know to be fact is I think Lil Bow Wow is his kid.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's one.
That's
one.
I know. I don't know any others.
Got a lot of kids.
A lot of kids. I'm going to say 10, Bob.
The correct answer is 9, Vinny.
Oh,
nine kids, and you're within one. You get a point for that one. Master P has 9 kids.
That was...
Oh, yeah.
That was just dart throwing. Like, I had no idea.
It was a pretty accurate throw.
All right.
One of his daughter's names is Symphonique.
Oh, that's so. Well, you start running out of names after five kids.
Jeez.
9 kids.
Okay, I got two.
You have two. Two wrong, two right.
Okay.
Here we go. This is a game called, how many kids does that guy have? How many kids does Kevin Costner have? How many kids does Kevin Costner have? Vincent. How many kids does Kevin Costner have?
Why do I only see him with that Indian lady right now? From Dances with Wolves.
How many kids? I don't know who
he's been with.
How many kids does Kevin Costner have today?
Hey, am I allowed to tell?
No, you're not allowed to say.
You
no,
can.
Absolutely no.
He
hints.
Spoils everything, and you let him do it.
No,
I just want to tell him who he's dated.
Oh, all right.
Oh, yeah.
You can tell
him
who he's dated.
Oh, okay. Is this gonna help?
Yeah.
Can't hurt.
Christine Baumgartner, Tawny Little, Carla Bruni. Elle McPherson, Joan London, Cheryl Teagues.
Oh, he likes the models.
In between all those
Courtney
chicks.
Courtney Cox, Angie Everhart, Naomi Campbell, Holly Sampson, Mira Sorvino, Michelle Pfeiffer, Halle Berry.
Boy, Kevin Costner. Sheesh.
And, Bobby Brown. Oh, my God. From the Warrant video.
Oh.
She's my cherry pie. You know
you like him?
Song?
I love her.
I love him as an actor. I've loved a few of his movies.
She's my cherry pies.
But would you?
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
No. He's not my type, but I do love him as an actor.
Okay, there's a lot of ladies there, and I don't know.
Kids?
I'm going to just make this fast and say 6.
7 is the correct answer. Vincent, you got another point.
And by the way, for the record, I want to say to the people who think I might be cheating, my pad has been off the whole time.
Well, and Bryn's sitting right next to him, and if he was looking,
no one thought you were cheating.
Nobody. I guess you were thinking about it, and so it occurred to you. But
I think I'm cheating. I just got a third one right. I mean, we're close.
We're close to a win here. I thought through this game, and I really felt like I was giving you enough to.
You see,
I thought if I did two, that's too much.
After the show, you and me, grumpies.
You got it.
$5. No, you still owe me $80 after this.
What are you guys going to do?
Wait, you're not giving me $5 at the end of this?
I'm not. No, it's going to come off the total of what you already owe me.
Jesus.
Okay.
That's really
next up.
Ruin a Friday.
Like a scammer.
I was about to be rich.
How many kids does this guy have? Mel Gibson. How many kids
this is
does
a lot.
Mel Gibson have?
I'm going to go 9.
9 is the correct answer, Vinny! Wow. 9 children. 4. How many kids does DMX have? How many kids does DMX have?
DMX.
Nobody say anything. How many kids does DMX have?
Where's his music?
I'm looking for it right now.
You got any edited versions of his
music? Exactly.
I love DMX, but I don't think you can play him.
How many kids does DMX have? How many kids does this guy have, Vin?
This is, again, a complete dart throw.
All right.
I like 12 for him.
I'm sorry, the answer is 15.
Oh my God.
DMX has 15 kids.
He welcomed his 15th kid in August of 2016.
Mm. Next up, how many kids does this guy have? Kevin Federline. Oh. Kevin Federline. How many kids does Kevin Federline have? This one is so gettable. So gettable.
Well, there's the two with Brittany. Mm-hmm. And the two with the girl before Brittany. Mm-hmm. And then he's got a current, I think she's a volleyball
Shar
player.
Shar Jackson, yeah.
Yeah, Shar Jackson, Britney Spears.
That sounds right, maybe.
And some tennis chick.
Oh, she's tennis. Not like, volleyball?
Oh, maybe she is volleyball.
It doesn't matter.
Some kind of
the point
girl.
Is, that's we are all on the... I'm going to say 2 with her, 2, therefore 6.
6 is the correct answer. Yes! All right, Vinny, now we move into bonus territory because you've won the game.
Okay.
Would you like to double down? If you get the last 2 right, I'll give you 5 more bucks off your total. You'll be down to 75.
Or I lose the first 5.
Or you just lose the first 5. It's up to you.
You should negotiate.
I'm going to say these
that.
Two are...
Negotiate
these two are gettable, especially one
Let
of them.
Let me confer with my agent.
All right, talk
what
to your
do
agent.
I do?
So
I don't
what, know what you do is you go back to her and say, if there's 2 left and I get them both right, I want $5 for each of the last 2. That's what you should say.
So
or
he'd
I
be
lose
down,
the $5.
Or he
you
loses
lose
the $5.
Or you get 15 off. So instead of 10, measly 10.
That's a solid. I'm going to go with that, Bob.
I will give you $7.50.
Yes.
You get half price on the second one.
I don't accept
no,
your
no,
offer.
Keep your 5. Keep
You'll
your
screw
five.
My math up completely. Yeah, I won't be
five.
Able to know
keep
where I am at
I'll,
all.
I'll keep. All right,
no,
8 I, bucks.
No.
Oh,
no.
Eight
gotta
bucks.
Stay
all
even.
Right, okay, the game is over.
All
you
right.
have won. Congratulations.
Great job, everyone.
All right.
God, Sarah,
sorry.
You're cheap.
One of these days, Yuzi, I'll be able to take you for lunch.
Man, all right.
Could have, but Sarah would have played.
All right, hold on a second.
People are reminding us. Master P, it's Lil Romeo. That's
Oh, Lil
kid.
Romeo.
Yeah. Bella, I feel like Bella's dad is somebody.
How many? I keep track of what games he wins or loses. How many kids does...
Whose dad is Bow Wow, then?
Oh. I think Bow Wow is related to Snoop, I think.
Really?
Not right. like dad, maybe cousin.
Like uncle or something like that.
You're down to 8. Now that it doesn't matter at all, how many kids does Diddy have?
Alfonso Moss.
8.
Oh, I don't know that
6. How many kids does Eddie Murphy have?
Oh, God. 9.
10. You would have gotten that one right. All right. Let's see here. As you are probably well aware, Luke Perry passed away this week. A week ago Wednesday, he went into the hospital with what they were calling a massive stroke. And I believe it was Monday that he actually passed away. So as you might imagine, there's just been a huge outpouring. Everybody who's ever worked with him has had words to say on various social media. It took Jason Priestley a few days, but he finally has sort of mustered the courage and figured out what he wants to say. He's basically saying he was too torn up to say anything. He posted 2 photos of himself yesterday with Luke on Instagram, one from back in the day, one more recent, and he said, "It's taken me a couple days to figure out how to write this. My dear friend of 29 years, Luke Perry, was one of those truly special people who really cared. He was not only a star, he was an incredibly bright light that was extinguished far too soon. And that is why I and so many others are in so much pain today. If you had the good fortune to know Luke or to have ever crossed his path, I know you're sad today as well. The candle that burns twice as bright only burns for half as long. You burned oh so brightly, Luke. Good night, sweet prince."
Wow.
I know. Freaking total heart grabber.
Yes.
Shannon Doherty, who is herself recovering from breast cancer. Mm-hmm. She was not planning on participating in the Beverly Hills 90210 revival. That the news of that came out the same day he had the stroke. Now a source is saying she's thinking about it if the show pays homage to Luke. Homage.
Well, now they have an incredible plot. I mean, great plot.
They do.
Yeah.
Well, they have a you know, this revival they're talking about doing is about them as their actual real-life people, their real-life personas, mm-hmm. trying to put together a revival for 90210.
And maybe
it's like a show within
and
a
Newman
show.
Just nailed it. Maybe they get together at a funeral and decide what we had was awesome. We should do it again.
Oh, so you think there'll be cameras at the funeral? That'll be super.
No, on TV. Super
classy.
Good God, Sarah.
They should really take it.
Let Newman have good ideas, would you? It sounded good to me.
There will be cameras at the funeral for sure, if not just these little cameras.
Right. Let's see. No one has discussed the revival publicly since Luke's death, so it's unclear whether or not it's even still on. He was not on board as a full cast member either, but he was thinking about making little guest appearances. His son on Riverdale, the kid who plays Archie, mm-hmm. his name is KJ Apa, A-P-A.
A-K-J.
A-P-A.
I've never heard of him.
KJ Apa. He played Luke Perry's son, Archie, on the show, and he's broken his silence, too. He posted a photo of Luke Perry on a boat. It's a kind of a great picture. I mean, he just looks awful. And he's, you know, wind-whipped, but just has this goofy smile on his face, and he captioned it, "Rest in love, bro." Hmm. Here's a shot. There's the Instagram picture.
That's vacation Luke Perry.
Right, just wind-whipped and couldn't look any happier. And here's a picture of the two of them together on the set of the show.
You know, what's trippy about him is that furrowing the brow thing that people do.
Yes.
He has so many forehead wrinkles, and he, to his credit, I guess, he does not do Botox.
Right.
But I feel like that's something he did to himself, you know?
Oh, like he...
Yeah,
he
like
just
we,
tried to develop to look a little older?
No, that he did it because of his over-emoting or whatever he does.
Well, my thought is that some PR person, some agent, some model instructor said, that's, you know, look like you're concerned. And then that's what developed his look.
He's
never lost it.
You know how people will say
you
get laugh lines or you get. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's weird because they are, it's four or five major lines mm-hmm. that go all the way across his forehead. And he's had them for years. It's not like they're not, they're as bad as they'd ever been, you know. But they were developing for a long ass time.
But that,
it's true.
Right.
He
that
never
was
did.
His look.
It
was
for
look.
Sure. He never went and got a bunch of stuff done to his credit. And just quickly, I'm going to leave you with this. Do you know the name Cody Parkey? Can you remember what Cody Parkey's deal was?
Cody Parkey. I can remember this. No.
He's the kicker who blew it.
For the Chicago Bears.
For the Bears. Yes. Right. So they
fired him.
Playoff loss to the Eagles. They fired Cody Parkey, and they just hired their newest. This is going to be this guy's debut in the NFL, his first big gig in the NFL. And his last name is Blewett. They just hired
Blewett.
B-L-E-W-I-T-T. Chris Blewett.
Is going to be their new kicker.
He is their new kicker.
Oh, Chicago.
He has not played in the NFL. He was clutch during his years with the University of Pittsburgh. In 2016, he nailed a 48-yard kick in the closing seconds to beat Clemson, and that was Clemson's only defeat that year. They went on to win the title. During 4 years with the Panthers, the Pittsburgh Panthers, he hit almost 70% of his 79 field goals. Parkey hit about 76%.
Why didn't this guy go pro long ago?
He must be young. 2016... He was playing, I don't know. Yeah, oh my God, that's right. He's like, I'll just wait my whole college career out. I don't want to get drafted with a name like Blewett.
How many announcers are we going to hear? His first name's Chris?
Yeah.
Chris made that field goal. Chris definitely did not blow it.
How many times are we going to hear that?
Thousands of times.
Yep. Chris didn't blow it.
I wish him luck.
23? That is actually, well, you know. Maybe there's a lot of kickers floating around.
It's a high pressure gig.
Sure is. Well, a guy with the last name Blewett is used to pressure, I'm going to guess, in his life.
Oh, and God, can you imagine in football culture the way that coaches work a person and
come on, Blewett!
I knew you couldn't do it.
We knew you couldn't do it because your last name is Blewett.
Man, okay. When I wrestled, my coach called me Has None every day.
Really?
Instead of Hassan?
Has None. Has None!
I'd be like, you are such a dick, dude.
God.
What's coming up in the news?
Oh, I've got so much good news. You'll have to hang for it.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Oh, happiest of Fridays. Oh, yeah. I hope that you have a great day. Hit a happy hour on your way home. An Uber from there, it's safer. What? I don't know.
Nothing.
I'm just trying to make sure people get home safely after having as much fun as humanly possible. Good morning, 97.3 Party People, says Mr. Yardley.
Oh, an email.
Yeah, it's an email. Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com.
Sup, Yardley?
Would you please give a shout out to Ms. Yardley and tell her, thank you for walking me to BART after work, frolicking through the streets of San Francisco, and helping me escape from my blah, blah, blah part of life. Ms. Yardley, you're a gem.
What?
Good
yes,
for them.
Yes, she loves your show. She wishes she was on your show and has been listening for many years. Have a great weekend. Thanks, Mr. Yardley.
Oh, that's so cute.
And it's cute. It's not his name in his email address. It's totally different, so I'm thinking that's
maybe
like
that's
just a cute
a
thing.
Joke that
yeah.
they have.
Cute little nicknames they have, right? Yes, Mrs. Yardley. Thank you, Mr. Yardley. Anyway, email us anytime, Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by International Women's Day. That's today.
Yeah. I am powerful.
Woop, woop.
Go on.
Period.
Oh, all right.
Oh,
said check, all I need to say.
Check our Instagram.
Oh, yeah, check our Instagram. Oh, the Alice 973 Instagram.
Yeah.
Because apparently someone else in this building can pimp out a photo.
That's right. Michelle.
I meant other than you, Hooman. You're the best at it,
thank
obviously.
You so
but
much.
You know, it's nice that people are trying. People
Michelle
are trying.
Michelle did a great job.
She's trying to keep it up to your level.
While we're on Hooman, I wanted to read a text.
Wow.
If I
all
could.
Right, sure.
Hooman's gone.
Hooman's gone.
Hooman.
Hooman's gone.
I know it was Bryn playing a bite from Hooman saying he would go on go to the Survivor tryout,
well,
but
it
made me
it?
LOL. Yeah. Can you imagine? I can just see Hooman laying on the beach with his legs up against a palm tree.
And you got to go on.
What? Now, so here's a question. Like, I'm reading this and I'm going, so the person ends with, he would absolutely be voted out first. Would he? What are you like? How do you like Hooman's chances if he were given a slot and decided to take it?
Hooman's tough. Hooman is a tough one to call on that because when he wants to be, he can be so charming.
He can.
But well, yes. Oh, my God. Yes. I think you're amazing in that way. But he wears his displeasure and discomfort on his sleeve to the point where it knocks other people over as he's walking by. Like, it's just sticking off his sleeve.
Huge.
Boom, slapping people left and right. I think that he would be in a bad mood because there's no food. He needs his food. Mm-hmm. His back would be hurting him. And I will say it is possible that he'd be the first one voted out just because people would be like, this guy just doesn't want to be here.
Well, and other people, would be annoyed by him, and he be annoyed by other people.
Oh, yes. I think he...
So no,
or he'd just immediately latch on and... he also does tough mutter. Like, he can
he
do hard things.
He knows how to be a team player, and then anytime there's any games, especially at your house or anywhere
he loves a game.
He loves a game.
That's true.
But he would be taking over. You know how he also likes to host and direct and tell people what to do?
And people
would
hate that on that show.
Yeah.
So no winning for Hooman.
I don't think, unless...
Definitely not winning, but he may be like the second person
he's
voted
off. Right, like a dark
not
horse to make it to second place.
I'd probably be like the first person voted off. And then Hooman be like the second.
Why do you think he'd be the first?
You know, because I don't really want to do anything.
Oh, all right. That's fair.
Hey, man, I will cook for you. Give me anything. I'll skin it or do whatever I have to do.
Oh.
But and I'll make you laugh and do some stuff. But I'm not going to play games. I'm not going to play any games. And, you know, I'm
kind of
weak.
Yeah, she hates the challenges. She doesn't like the challenges are the funnest part of the show. And she's like, I hate watching this.
Have you noticed they've become...
elaborate and amazing.
Very multi-layered.
Very, and exhausting looking.
First, you got to do this. Then, get this there.
And
then
the 10th thing
that.
Is, and the 15th
yeah,
thing.
Actually, it's funny that the missus said to me while we were watching the last one, she goes, how many times do you think they have to restart this? Because some people don't know what to do next.
That was going to be my question to you guys.
And my answer was, they can't, because they are absolutely being watched and under. There's too many lawyers involved in everything a corporation does.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So they probably have to go through schooling well in advance for a long time so that they can't start
so
over.
So that they understand the game.
Right.
Yes.
Because when Jeff puts it out there, I'm always like, what? Like,
well,
that's
they
what scares
act it
me
out.
Most about it. I
they
don't
show
understand.
How it's going to happen, so that you, the audience, and they do it with like sort of faceless members of the crew.
Okay. Right.
So they'll shoot people from behind or whatever, but they show you how each step works. But I think that I agree that they absolutely cannot start it over once, it's because the other team would lose their effing mind if something happened. Plus, people get hurt on these things all the time, and they have to go on. That's part of the challenge. But I bet you it's an hour long walkthrough where people can ask a million questions, because that's it. They get the one chance.
All right, so there's a text. I'll do a few more later, but let me begin this with this story. Oh, I want to begin by reminding you Daylight Savings Time is this weekend.
Oh,
don't forget
right.
that.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Already. Remind me a lot.
I saw this story about new millionaires in San Francisco. Did you see this?
No.
So it's so funny how that's somehow going to be bad news for the Bay Area.
What?
Except it's bad news for the Bay Area as Uber, Lyft, Airbnb, Pinterest, and more plan to go public this year.
Oh.
And with that workforce suddenly becoming multimillionaires.
You're saying people who got stock grants early on.
Will be headed to market with their newfound wealth.
Mm.
They'll be buying up homes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in some ways, that's great news.
Sure.
But in the housing market that is already decimated, it's going to become even more difficult for a normal person to afford a home as they say there's countless multimillionaires headed into the home market this year.
People who were previously renting and had four roommates are suddenly multimillionaires.
Well, look at how they write the article here. Big wealth doesn't come in monthly paychecks. It comes when a startup goes public, transforming hypothetical money into extremely real money.
Mm.
This year, Uber, Lyft, Slack?
Never heard of
anybody?
It.
Anybody? Postmates?
Yeah, Postmates is
Postmates
the food
is delivery.
Yeah. Pinterest and Airbnb all hope to go public, and that money will be in the Bay Area.
Pinterest is great. I'm on Pinterest almost every day.
Oh, I'm not every day. I tend to go there Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Like for recipes
and
stuff?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I have a million different categories that I say things. I love Pinterest. I'd be so bummed if my Pinterest site went away. I love it.
They mentioned that this will be all cash. The all cash buyers that we hear about when you're like getting outbid for a home.
Right.
These will be some of those all cash buyers where
they'll come in, take
that house now.
They just got $50 million. They'll go and find that, you know, because the thing is, like, sometimes we see these places in Silicon Valley for $2.5 million, and they are the dump that your grandma lived in, you know, just some awful house, and it's on the market for $2.5 million. These people will be like, I'll give you $3.5 million for it right now. Commute's great. And then they knock it down and put something else up there and with $3 more million, and then they don't care. They still got $40 million in the bank.
You're not kidding, though. That's a lot of the people who are sitting on long-term home purchases in Cupertino and, you know, around Apple and around the other big. They're like sitting on a fortune.
They're crummy little ranch houses that their grandparents bought in the 70s.
They just have to decide when to say, I'm out of here,
is
what it really... When do they pull the parachute?
Maybe right after...
Lyft goes
after
public.
All those go public.
Right.
And they're like, $5 million for this house? You got it.
Taco Bell is going to give a year of free food to the Oregon man who survived on hot sauce packets while he was trapped in the snow.
Oh, that's great.
Good PR for them, right?
Yeah, sure.
The Oregon man said he survived 5 days in the snow in his snow trap vehicle with his dog, eating packets of Taco Bell's fire sauce.
He didn't have that many either.
Like,
no, I thought
four. Like four of them.
Yeah, I thought he'd been saving those up in like the wells of his door for years, but no.
Him and his dog were found alive on Friday, 5 days after he was last seen getting gas.
Unreal.
He got stuck, couldn't get out, and was forced to stay put. He had a failed attempt to walk to safety and decided he's better off sitting in the car and waiting it out.
Yeah.
And those are, boy, we talk about this from time to time. Nature sometimes is just does what it does without concern that you are dying.
Yeah, well, I don't care. I just keep spinning.
Right.
Moving around the sun.
Here's some more snow.
Care.
Here's some more whatever.
Sure.
Probably shouldn't have been there.
Yeah, life sucks. That's weird. I can't
Sorry,
hear
bub.
You.
For every 100 miles you drive, you swear 41 times.
Oh, easily.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was swearing this morning.
If I've told you this so many years ago, I don't even repeat it anymore, but if my car had a missile on it.
Yeah, that would be bad. That's why they don't put missiles on cars, Vinny, because we are demons
oh
when we're
God.
In our cars.
You.
Yeah. I always think flamethrowers, you know.
Yeah.
Just put one of those battle rams on the front of my car and just bang into people.
Did you really just squeeze into the 6 feet between me and the car in front of me?
Well, did he have his blinker on?
No.
Well, then that is wrong. But if he has his blinker on, then you got to make a little room. He's asking.
Blowed up.
That's why going slow is the way.
Is oh, you.
It really terrible. Is. It's just the way. Just go slow. Try to relax. Every time you feel like you should go faster, just shake out your shoulders.
They
roll
say
your
you
neck.
Swear about once every 2.5 miles.
Yeah.
So well, every time someone cuts
everywhere.
You off, almost get hit by someone changing lanes, seeing someone texting and driving.
Oh, that a-hole.
The worst.
Drivers that don't use their turn signals, a pedestrian stepping on the road without looking.
Yep.
Oh,
idiot.
Boy, that. This article must have been written right
That's
here
another
in the
reason.
City.
That's another reason I drive so slow is I go, you know, blocks and blocks in the city. You do, too. I just don't want to hit anyone. I do not want to hit anyone. Whenever I come up to any crosswalk, I'm looking all around, making sure I'm not going to kill anybody. I don't want to.
A lot of paperwork.
Bunch of idiots. Yeah, just a lot of, come on, man. I don't have time
paperwork.
To kill people. It's a lot of hoops you got to jump through.
Someone driving too slowly in front of you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I go the speed limit.
Someone taking up two spaces in a park. You know what gets me sometimes is
what?
The person when you're on because I do a lot of freeway driving and you come on to a high point and look down on the freeway mm-hmm. and wonder why are we going and you can see there's a couple cars going slowly next to each other nutting up the whole and it just has created a pack
mm-hmm.
the roadblock
yeah. Like, rolling roadblock
oh man you two look next to you one of you move forward so someone can unclog
right?
this thing jeez
so rude
oh. Our text number is 800-400-3697 here's a couple
okay
hey Vin autistic chick from Instagram here.
Oh.
What a lovely and thoughtful reply. I absolutely see what you're saying. I imagine it's a fear and hope you didn't feel I was upset at my Alice fam. I just wanted to convey that most of us autistics are proud to be so. And it's our autism that makes us achieve things like building Facebook and inventing Teslas.
Oh. Is Mark Zuckerberg on the spectrum?
You tell me.
I don't really know. Like, I would say that I feel like you can almost tell that Elon Musk is. Not that there's anything wrong
I would
with
have
that.
Thought it was Mark, but not Elon, if I were just guessing at
but
it.
But Mark has Asperger's, right?
Oh,
isn't
is that
a known?
I didn't know that.
I
thought
know.
That was a known
yeah.
thing.
Well,
I
she
actually,
clearly knows.
Yeah,
she's
clearly.
Name calling.
Yeah.
Not name calling, but pointing.
Calling them out, right.
I think that the movie I just watched, Free Solo, doesn't come right out and say it, but that guy's achievements are related to his being on the spectrum in some way, shape, or form.
Right.
And his achievement is profound.
Right. Like, because the hyper focus that it would take to learn where every fingernail hole is
on his climb up El Capitan.
It's unreal.
Without rope.
Just the way you described it, I think we're going to try and watch that this weekend.
Oh, you should.
Yeah.
You'll love it.
It popped up on, I don't know, what is that, a Netflix thing? What is that?
I think it's on Netflix, yeah. No, I think I just did it on demand.
Oh, okay. So,
but either way,
well, yeah, anyway,
it's a rental.
Yeah.
It's a documentary, so it's, you know, it's available. But anyway, I thought for sure, and his achievement is profound.
He climbed up like El Capitan with no ropes, no help.
He won't become
nothing.
A billionaire like these other two mentioned, but his, that achievement is something. When you see him be, it look like a flea on a sheer face, you're just like, oh, I would really say to, I would really want a walkie-talkie and be like, I want to quit. I want someone to come get me. Call the 911.
Drop a rope down.
I've really stepped in it this time. I don't want to.
Like, was it Forrest Gump? Remember he kept running and running, and then one day he said, I'm tired. I'm going home.
Uh-huh.
He just stops. Everyone's like, "What are you? Where are you going?" He'd gathered up a whole running
team. Oh, right.
Yeah. He just stops in the middle of the road
name?
In Iowa.
The solo? What's his name?
The free solo guy?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, I don't remember it now.
Oh, shucks. Yeah, he would have been all, I'm tired. I'm going home.
Alex Honnold.
That's the part I was stuck on. I remember it being. Anyway.
It's on Amazon Prime, or you can get on YouTube as well.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I want you guys to take your Instagram, your own personal Instagram, and scroll all the way back to the very first thing you ever posted.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what happens?
And then I'll do the story I want to do.
All right.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.